You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast network.
You're listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. Come on, Dolphins fans. Time to fins up.
Miami's got the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen.
Good evening, Miami Dolphins fans. How are you tonight? And thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily on this Wednesday, July the 28th. This is the first real day. Of training camp for the Dolphins as they got in the field. I am joined by my partner, Big E, Ian Berger. Ian, how you doing tonight?
Fins up, Mike. We are talking about real life football on the field. It's practice, even though it's training camp. This is happening, man, and it's great.
It's going to be a big chunk of the show tonight. Is what took place on the field this afternoon at the new training facility in Miami Gardens. First, as we do at the top of every show, want to say hello to everyone over at finheaven.com. Everyone go to finheaven.com, the largest Miami Dolphins message board on the internet. Also, want to give a big shout out to our friend Carlos Hernandez and the folks over at the I Am a Miami Dolphins Fan Facebook group. Hello, Carlos. Everyone, if you're on Facebook, that's the group you want to be a part of, the I Am a Miami Dolphins fan group. And for everyone watching on YouTube right now, folks, please smash that like button and subscribe to the channel, but smash that like button. And also a big shout out to the Fins Fans podcast, Lou Ragone, Michael Fink here at the DolphinsTalk.com podcast network. So Ian, last week this time, we talked about a couple topics. The first one was Xavien Howard. And, you know, I said at the time, a lot of fans of the Dolphins are climbing a tree and telling themselves a lie to make themselves feel better. We're here a week later, and it didn't shock me. Xavien Howard on Tuesday showed up to camp, and then Tuesday night, he said, I want to trade. I want to hightail out of Miami. I sort of spoke about this a lot last night on our breaking news audio. So why don't we get your thoughts? What are your thoughts here, Ian?
Well, you know, I think I was – one of those fans that was hoping the news over the offseason was not true, you know, where Xavien Howard wasn't really looking for a trade, that everything was going to work out. And, you know, I remember this time last week I was saying how, hey, there's zero news, so we don't really need to talk about it, right? And even yesterday when the Miami Dolphins showed the video of Xavien Howard walking into training camp, I again said, no news. The guy is here. You know, that's all you want. And then last night that bombshell gets dropped, you know, that he's not happy. He's not happy with his contract, giving really specific details now about, you know, about what's happening and how the Dolphins haven't been treating him fairly. You know, so it's an unfortunate situation because at this point of the year, you really would like things to be settled, right? And you want to feel good about what's happening, but now this kind of throws his situation in the mix it's going to be interesting to see what happens because I've read this a couple of different places, but it, the team really has the leverage here. He has the contract for a couple of years with the Miami Dolphins, but on the Miami Dolphins side, do you really want a disgruntled player in the locker room? You know, and someone said to me earlier today, they said, well, what if Xavien Howard decides he's not going to play very well? And I said, well, that doesn't make sense for him because then he's not going to get paid next year, or he's not going to get paid the next year after that. You know, so it's an interesting situation. I don't know what's going to happen from here. You know, I think if the Dolphins don't get the compensation that they like for him, I think they're going to have to keep him and he's going to have to continue to play and he's going to play unhappy.
Yeah, there's a few things here. Number one, I want to give a shout out to Mike Silver of the NFL Network. I actually interacted with him last night on Twitter back on July 14th. He reported this story dead on. He goes, the Miami Dolphins aren't going to give him a new deal or any type of new money. And there's already some teams reaching out for a trade. And as of Ian Rappaport, as of Wednesday afternoon, said, two teams who were in the playoffs last year, 2020, have already made contact with the Dolphins about a trade. Mike Silver nailed this story. So, I mean, kudos to him. He was all over it 2 weeks ago on the 14th of July. Joe Shad of the Palm Beach Post this morning. He got the statement from the Dolphins that they have no intentions to trade Xavien Howard. Now, once again, they're saying that on Wednesday morning, and that's at the time they said it. I'm sure they believe it. But like everything else in the world, it's a fluid situation, and then they have every right to change their mind, and I'm sure they will in time. Brian Flores was on the Joe Rose show this morning. He said he hopes there's a way to work this out. Again, coach talk, company line. Wouldn't read into it. What do you really want him to say? He can't be brutally honest because I'm sure his feelings are totally different. But the Howard excuse from the statement, Ian.
I didn't like it, Mike. I didn't like it.
I read it last night on our Breaking News audio. It was the most self-serving, I thought, arrogant. I mean, he could have just said, I want to trade. I'm not happy. Cool. I get it. That's how you feel. He was taking – first off, Byron Jones this morning should have decked him. The way he said, I get the hard assignments. I'm doing all the hard work. They give me the toughest this. They give me the toughest that. Really, what a shot at Byron Jones. Jones is a bigger man than me because I don't know how he saw him this morning. But the other part of it, which I'll give Howard, it's a little comical, but I'll give him credit, Ian. He admitted, I'm a dope. I'm an idiot. I signed a bad deal. I didn't know what I was doing. I want a do-over. Which, I'm sorry, life doesn't work that way. Life, I mean, when he said, I didn't, you know, I wasn't aware of all the terms that, you know, you
hungry. Whose fault is that, whose right? Is it the Dolphins organization's fault that you agree to that?
It's not, and that's the part that made me laugh. And you'll get a kick out of this, because I'm sure I had a chance this afternoon to listen to the Pat McAfee show. And I love him too. He had the best analogy, and I will summarize this, not exactly word for word. He goes, you ever watch the show Pawn Kings? And some guy walks in with like a Civil War rifle. And he goes, how much you give me for the rifle? And the guy looks it over. Oh, I'll give you $30 for it. Really? You know what? I really like this. I'll give you $60 worth. The guy gives him $60. Literally, the second the guy walks out the door, what does that guy do for Pawn Kings? I'm going to sell this rifle for $50,000. Because Xavien Howard's the guy who walked in, didn't do his homework, wasn't prepared, didn't have any clue what the value of what he was worth to the Miami Dolphins organization. Is it the Miami Dolphins' fault that they took advantage of him because he wasn't prepared and he didn't have the right team around him? The guy was a second-round pick, okay? A second-round pick. And he's in a locker room of guys who have various agents. And, you know, he was going in for a big money deal, which at the time made him the highest paid cornerback in the league. Yep. If he couldn't get a top agent, that's not the fault of the Dolphins. And I don't blame the Dolphins if he said they took advantage of him. I just think they signed up for a good deal. And we wanted to say, no, we want to pay you more. I mean, come on, man.
Well, and here's the thing, Mike, and here's the thing. And I've seen this a lot, but this is my opinion as well. You know, when the Dolphins signed him to that extension, it was honestly a good faith signing because no one knew if he was going to be able to remain healthy, right? Before he got injured, if I remember correctly, he had 7 interceptions that season. So he was on plan to have a really good season. But this was the second or third injury that prevented him from playing games with his knees. And there was no guarantee that he was going to be able to play. But yet the Dolphins still made him the highest paid cornerback at that time. And what did the Dolphins do, which was smart, and especially now looking back at it, it's even smarter. They picked up another cornerback in the first round of that year's draft. Now, he looked at as a lack of respect for them to draft the cornerback, but this is a business. Again, when there's that wild card and you don't know what's going to happen for the next season or the season after that, the Dolphins have to prepare for that. You know, any team would have to prepare for that. So I do not fault the Dolphins with setting up that contract with Xavien Howard, with picking up Noah Igbinoghene, you know, and where we are today, because I think too, as an organization, I think the Dolphins organization is probably under pressure, not just from their team, but I'm sure every other team and every other player is looking at this exact situation and saying, well, next year, if I become the offensive player of the year or defensive player of the year, and I'm not happy with my contract, look at what the Dolphins just did for Xavien Howard, 2 years into a 5-year contract. And I know I've talked about precedents and not wanting to set precedents, but I think that's kind of the thought process. Cause you heard Coach Flores in minicamp when he said, this has never been done before, 2 years into a new deal where somebody is asking for more money. So, you know, is he worth it? I think he's a great cornerback. You know, he's the best cornerback that we've seen probably since the Surtain days. Right. And some of the, you know, so I think he's a great cornerback and I would like to see him get some of that guaranteed money, but I think you're risking actions that can happen down the road if you end up doing that.
Absolutely. And it goes to a couple of things, like you said. Now, if they pay him more, every player on the Dolphins who has a great year can say, well, just pay me more next year. I don't care what the cap, because you did it with Zaven. And that's the thing. So if they do that with him this year and they pay him more and they pay him more than Jones, let's say this upcoming year, teams, you know what, Howard last year, 10 interceptions. Let's avoid him, throw more to Jones. Jones this year has 8 or 9 interceptions. Howard has like, let's say 3. Okay, Jones next year goes, hey, she was on the other foot now. Pay me more than him. I had a bigger, it'll never end. You get in a cycle you'll never get out of. And Armando Salguero of the Miami Herald this morning put out an article with what Howard and his agent want. So he had all the scoop. He had the scoop pretty much. And it said Howard and his agent, David Cantor, asked the Dolphins to move $4 million of Howard's $11.65 million base salary scheduled for 2024 to this year. Essentially, take some money at the end of the deal, which he knows he's never going to see, and move it to this year. Miami said no, nor do they agree. So then they said, okay, if you're not going to do that, take his 2022 salary of $12.375 million next year and make that fully guaranteed, meaning Howard has a nice payday this year, and next year he's getting the whole kit and caboodle. Once again, they said no, because the Miami Dolphins signed a good deal. They're not going to, you know, now all of a sudden sign a bad deal by caving here to Howard and his agent. And last night when I was on with you know, I said I don't think Howard's going to play this year for Miami. I go, I just can't see them working this out, and I still kind of believe that way. I think they'll trade him sometime in the month of August, whether it's this week, next week, end of August. I have no idea. I think sometime in August they'll trade him. But the Dolphins could pull a boss move here, Ian. They could say, you know what? We didn't get any good offers. And if you hold out, you're getting fined. You're going to lose checks for the games. Show up. Now, he can show up and take himself out of a game. I don't feel well. I'm sick. I'm hurt. He can do that.
Well, what does that do with his value overall?
It hurts,
right?
His value. Makes him look like a malcontent and all that stuff. He could, though. Like, he could actually show up and, you know, maybe on every third down, hey, I got to come out for a blow. There's stuff he can do. But the Dolphins could pull a boss move here and say, we're not going to move you. So you do what you want. But I mean, and that might happen. I don't think it's likely, but I think it's possible actually, because Greer and Flores, I know something else fans don't like to believe, don't want to hear. They got to win this year. This is year 3. They got a 10-win season they're coming off. This is a results-oriented league. They got to win.
I think at the end of the day, you know, we're here for this, right? We're here for the logo, and whoever's on the field at the beginning of the season, that's who we're rooting for. And if Xavien Howard ends up getting traded away and we get some sort of compensation for him, you know, it's Noah Igbinoghene time, and we've got to make sure that, you know, he's the right guy, and this will be his second year in the NFL. And that's what we have seen in the past, especially with Xavien Howard. His first year wasn't as great, and then that second year he took a nice jump. So not to say that at all that Igbinoghene is at the same caliber of Xavien Howard, but we really didn't get a chance to see him for the second half of the year last year. We only saw him in small certain situations. But you know what? If he's not here because he's unhappy and he's he's all about the money, then we've got to go with the guys that are going to be here, that are going to be playing for our team, and we'll be rooting for those guys. And I think I don't lose sleep over these types of conversations or these types of moves or these types of behaviors by players. Cause at the end of the day, the NFL is a business, and I understand players want to get paid, but I also understand that teams don't want to pay. So, you know, that's the situation we're in, and I have no control over it. None of us have control over it. So I don't get upset about it. It's like, all right, let's move on. Whoever's there on Saturday at training camp, I'm rooting for. And whoever's there against the Patriots week one, I'm rooting for them.
Yeah. And this is, like he said, Flores, I know people read into it a lot, which I thought was a mistake, but what he actually said just on face value was right. This is a unique situation. So when Landry left Miami, I blamed the organization for that. They mishandled it. They should have done more to keep him. He was too valuable to let go. In a situation like this, I can't blame the organization. They paid him. Big money. It's not like Xavier Howard's making peanuts. Xavier Howard's the sixth highest paid quarterback in the league. When he signed the deal, he was the first highest paid. So they went above and beyond for him. So I can't blame the organization in this instance and others, like when it came to Landry, Vernon. Yeah, I do. So each situation's different. This is one where they, and the reason I do think they'll trade him, because it doesn't, you know, we often hear about the Miami Dolphins culture, and that's a word I'm not a big fan of, but okay, let's say they're trying to build a good, if you keep him around all year, pretty much against his will, that builds an unhealthy culture, and I think it's unappealing for other players, other free agents down the road to possibly want to come to Miami. I think it's unfortunate. I think the best thing to do at some point over the next month is move him, try to get as much as you can for him. I think that's the best for all parties involved. One last question, Ian, before we move on here.
Yeah.
Do you think, because we saw the big man last week, the owner, Mr. Stephen Ross, at the ribbon cutting, talking about, okay, I spent all this money. We coming off a good year. I want to see results. And he never steps in. He never sort of overrules the coach or the general manager. Do you think it's possible he steps in here and does a little something to sort of maybe resolve this matter?
You know, I'm looking at the past 2 years, the past two seasons with Flores and Greer, and I haven't got the feeling that coach or owner Stephen Ross has stepped in for anything. I think he's let them run their business. You know, he's not a Jerry Jones. He doesn't know football. So he leaves his football decisions to the football people. And it wouldn't be surprising to me if he says, hey, Chris, if you want to do it, go ahead. If you don't want to do it, then don't worry about it. But I don't think he'll pressure. I think it'll be more of you make the best decision that you think is right. And I think that's the decision.
I agree. I don't think he'll step in, but if there was ever a time where if he wanted to, I wouldn't blame him for that. Cause I don't like owners as well, who sort of overrule the people they hire to run. You know, you hired these people, let them work, let them do what you hired them for. But if there was ever a time where as an owner, he wanted to, I don't know if I'd be that upset either. Cause I think this is one of those, like I said, rare, unique situations. And just to sort of sum up, Ian, as only I can sometimes with a phrase, this whole situation, it's a bad situation. It's a bad situation for Howard, bad for Miami, bad for the fans. And I think the Miami Dolphins are trying to navigate this like they're trying to pick up the clean end of a turd. And I don't think it's possible. I just think it's a messy situation. And
well, they had a good training camp practice today.
They did. We're gonna talk about that. Now let's get into the news and notes. First, some general news before we get to the practice. It came out this morning from Field Yates of ESPN that new middle linebacker, Bernardrick McKinney, reworked his contract. Now, he took a huge pay cut. So when Miami traded for him, he had 3 years left on his deal with $27.75 million over those 3 years and a $7.75 million salary this upcoming season. He reworked his deal. He's only going to get $3 million this year, so he shaved off $4.75 million, but he's a free agent after this year. So essentially, McKinney, that tells me one of two things. A, he don't want to be here, or B, he's betting on himself. Probably he's betting on himself. He wants to hit the market next year and cash in on a big, big deal. So he opened up some cap space for Miami, and Miami, you know, if they want to hold on to him past this year, are going to have to pay him. Then it came out who the players are starting off on PUP, the PUP list.
Was there any surprises on there, Mike?
We're going to go through this one by one. And okay. I'm going to try to talk a few people off the ledge here. Number one, the big – I don't know if it's a surprise anymore, but the biggest name was Devontae Parker. Now, I know Parker – now, look, it's one day. He could be back tomorrow. And Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald said it's not serious. It's nothing to be worried about. So I don't think it's a big injury. It's once again – folks, it is July 28th. They don't play a game till like, what, September 12th or 13th? It's the first day. They're wearing shorts. If he's on the PUP list in like 3 weeks, then we got something to talk about. But the first day, whatever. Preston Williams, we already know. Once again, he had a serious injury in November. What's the rush? He ain't going. I know you think there's a chance he might. I mean, I don't think there's a chance. He's fine. Right. Now, Fluker. DJ Fluker was starting
off. He's out of shape, Mike. He's out of shape.
He failed the conditioning test, which proves nothing can get past him, especially a carbohydrate. So I don't know how big this guy was, but he couldn't pass the conditioning test. And once he can pass the conditioning test, he will be taken off PUP. Elandon Roberts, once again, not surprising. He had a major knee injury, I think, in the Raiders game last year, second to last game. So Not surprising there. They're going to bring him along slowly. And rookie offensive tackle Larnell Coleman's on the COVID list. So it is what that is.
Yep.
They also signed guard Tyler Mars. I have no idea who he is. So, and they probably just a camp body. So that's the news. Anything there you want to comment on with any of the guys on PUP or the McKinney restructure?
You know, yesterday when Coach Flores was giving his training camp opening preseason speech, when he was talking about Preston Williams, he almost talked about Devontae Parker. And he's like, nah, I'm not going to say anything more. He just focused on Preston Williams. But I knew when he said that, I knew there was somebody else that was going to show up. And sure enough, it was obvious today when they came out with those announcements early on. And, you know, I know it's not a big deal. It's the first day of training camp. But I would have loved to see our number one wide receiver out there with Tua on his first day.
Well, I'm not
in camp.
Sure he's the number one anymore.
Yeah, he's the tallest of the group, right? So we'll go there. He's the tallest of the group, but still, longest tenured, correct? So you know he will have an impact on the field when he's out there. I would have loved to see him out there today and hear some Tua connections to Parker, touchdown here, 20-yard grab, or whatever it is. Just. And the thing is that you look at Devontae Parker's career and it's just, there's just been a bunch of injuries. I think of late though, he's turned himself around to try and play through injuries. He's tried to stay healthy as long as possible. So I think we've seen a lot more of him on the field than off the field over the last two seasons. But anyway, that's the only one I wanted to mention. The other ones, DJ Fluker was a little surprising because he's the only player that didn't pass conditioning out of all the guys that are out there. So
there's a chance. I mean, we have so much youth on that offensive line. I would like I've been saying for weeks, either Jesse Davis or him, one of those guys to win one of the spots for at least a month or so. So we don't have to rush Eichenberg. So we don't have to rush maybe if Hunt's still not ready or if something's not right with Solomon Kinley. I would love one of those veterans to be ready, and Reed, he can't pass a conditioning test. It's like, good God, I've been in the league forever.
I have to correct something too, and Rocky got me on this.
Oh, he might.
Preston is 6'5", Parker 6'3". I just looked it up, so my bad. I apologize.
After that ankle injury he had last year when Christian Wilkins jumped at him, he might have shrunk an inch. Who knows? Okay, so let's get to the practice. Now, I'm going to preface this. I got a few plays here we're going to talk about, and they're from various reporters. Just like in the world of politics, two reporters can see the same play, and they have two vastly different opinions.
I love this. Go for it, Mike.
I am not going to trash any reporter. Everyone's got their point of view. I got about six or seven plays we're going to talk about, and I'm not even going to say who is reporting each one because I know fans, positive, negative. People
– there's only like four reporters there. There's not that many left. So it's
more than four.
We're going to be able to figure it out pretty quickly.
Now, on Saturday, you're going to be there. So we'll get an eyewitness from you, at least what's going on Saturday. So everyone follow Ian, and we'll talk about this later at Ian693 underscore. Add the underscore at the end. Long story. We'll save it for the end of the show. So one of the reporters who was at practice today described it more as a scaled up walkthrough because they're still wearing shorts, no contact. It was more than what they do in an OTA, but it wasn't a big full-time practice. So take everything with a grain of salt. Tua threw two interceptions. One was said to be his fault. One was not his fault. So two interceptions on the day. Whatever, it's practice. That's not a bad day by any means. It happens. He had a beautiful 65-yard touchdown pass to Albert Wilson. He had a beautiful, nice rollout touchdown pass to Adam Shaheen. One reporter, because he said this, and I can't say it without saying who said it, Alan Papar, and it's not a negative comment, so everyone, once again, calm down. He said, yes, it's early, but for fans hoping Tua would light it up on the first practice, he didn't. Not saying it was a bad day, but he didn't go out there and, was throwing darts and
touchdown after touchdown after touchdown, right?
Not a bad day, but he didn't light it up like some fans are hoping for. Once again, day one, folks, breathe. On the offensive line, there was a lot of mixing and matching. So a lot of guys moving around, in various spots lining. So they're still work. Once again, day one and working stuff out. Jaylen Waddle was fielding punts. And I'm glad I saw that, or I heard about that, I should say, because I think he should be the punt returner. When you take a guy number six overall, who has a skill set like him as being an electric punt returner, I want the ball in his hands as much as possible. I know some fans, don't risk injury on a punt return. Folks, you can't coach in fear. You can't live in fear. You want to win games. You get the ball to in the hands of your best players and let them do their thing. So I'm glad that he was back there fielding punts. Now, what does that mean in the big picture? Who the hell knows? Once again, July 28th. And Xavien Howard was a participant in practice today. He participated. We'll see, once again, where that goes. But
Ian, I heard he was hitting hard, too. He was hitting those bags like he was fighting for a contract, is one of the reporters
well, he kind of wrote, just right? Not with us. He kind of is just not with us. So any thoughts?
You know, I was watching the live feed, and the live feed meaning live tweeting, because they don't allow for video during the practice. And I was very happy with what I was reading. It's the first day of training camp.
Shorts, guys in shorts.
But guys in shorts, basically it was a fortified flag football game, right? Where you got defenders, you've got your offenders. But Tua made a couple mistakes. One was a miscommunication with, I think it was either the running back or someone. And then the other was an error that he made himself. But then he also had a couple of touchdowns. So had this been like our mini camp where we had six interceptions, day of training camp, I think Twitter would have, you know, social media would have burned down because people would have said this is just impossible. But I have to say this. I read the tweet with the last play of training camp when Tua threw that ball, and they said it was in the air for 55 or 60 yards. He threw it to Albert Wilson. Albert Wilson caught it, and one of the reporters said he got it behind him, but actually we saw the video this evening and it was right in his bread basket. He maybe had to turn like an inch or two to get the ball
in the bucket on his
He got it right in the bucket.
If this was any type of, like, you know, State Fair type game, he just dropped it right in the center. Boop.
Exactly. And he scored a touchdown. And that's the way they ended practice. And everybody on the field was excited. You know, that's what you want to see to end a practice. You want to see something like that. And actually, I have to give some credit here to Orlando, because I saw Albert Wilson's name a lot today, doing a lot of good things. You know, and for him being gone a year, to be able to get his name noticed, get himself noticed, you know, during the training camp, I think that was a great thing today. So,
well,
can't take too much from it, like you said, Mike, but it's makes you feel good when you have a practice where you've got some nice, a nice big play for a quarterback who can't push the ball down the field.
And and the longer Parker and Preston are on pup, that's more opportunities for other wide receivers like Wilson to get more of a time to shine, which he took advantage of today. So that's what you want to see when you got guys like Parker and Wilson. And from all reports from pretty much everyone there, the consensus was Tua Tagovailoa looks stronger, larger, and bigger than he did last year. So that's good. And also a shout out to our punter, Matt Palladay.
Michael Pilardi.
My bad.
Look, I told you, I know his family.
Michael Pilardi.
He's from down here.
He, look, once again, I wasn't there. I didn't see it. Put on a show with his leg and punts. I mean, he just dazzled everyone who was in attendance. So maybe
when you have sports writers talking about the punter on the first day of training camp, you are doing something right.
You know they're impressed. Absolutely. Yep. So I guess he put on a show. So, Ian, next week when you're there on Saturday for next Wednesday's show, I want a full report on our punter and how he looked on Saturday.
Absolutely. No doubt. And hopefully his dad is there. I'll be able to say hello to him.
Yes. So he dazzled everyone. So good news there. And I think I heard yesterday that the first practice in full pads will be next Tuesday.
That's what I read as well. Okay. Yep.
Good. So I didn't hear that wrong. All right. Time for the trivia, which I forgot to tell you the answer. So I'm going to have to monitor this myself tonight.
Okay.
This is to win. Oh, I have the picture. I uploaded it. Hold on. This is to win a piece of artwork. Did I lose it? And no, sorry. To win this, a Jerome Baker piece of artwork from Carlos Hernandez at the I Am a Miami Dolphins Fan Facebook group.
That's a nice one. This is what
we're playing for. Now, the person who won last week never emailed me. So, and I remember it was like AC something. You got to reach out to me. I mean, once again, send me an email at dolphinstalk1977@gmail.com or send me a message on Twitter at dolphinstalk so we can get this out to you, because you won, I believe it was Xavien Howard won last week. So, here's the question. Let me get in the chat so I can see the winners. Who scored more touchdowns than any other player in Miami Dolphins history? Who scored more touchdowns than any other player in Miami Dolphins history. Oh, we got a winner already.
RC Carter. That was the first one I thought of, too.
RC Carter with Mark Clayton. RC, here's what you got to do, buddy. Once again, email me at dolphinstalk1977@gmail.com. We'll get this artwork out to you ASAP. Or you can, once again, send me a direct message on Twitter at Dolphins Talk. So RC Carter TN, guessing you're in Tennessee. Once again, email me at dolphinstalk1977@gmail.com. We'll get that out to you. Congratulations on that. Now, Ian.
Yes, sir.
It's that time of the show.
Oh, I and love this time of the show.
It's favorite time of the show. And, you know, in one of the kits they sent us, I didn't notice this at the bottom, so I'm going to hold it up now. Our friends at Manscaped, they save balls. They save balls for everyone watching, looking at
this. Is that the news?
That's breaking news. Manscaped.com, the people there save balls. So, the Olympics, Euros, baseball, and major championships and concerts are all in this summer. You know what isn't? A wild and hairy bush. Tame your pubes with our help, with help from our friends from Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Their fourth-generation performance package includes the brand-new Lawnmower 4.0. If an athlete treats their body like royalty, why not treat your pubes like Olympic gold? Fellas, do right by your balls and join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com using the promo code DolphinsTalk. Save 20% and get free shipping. This package comes with the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up top in both your nose and ear. This tool is a lock to take home gold in the biathlon. The Weed Whacker is also waterproofed and uses 9,000 RPM motor power, 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. This nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology to help prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. After trimming your pubes, show them some sportsmanship with Manscaped's liquid formulation, the Crop Preserver, Ball Deodorant, and Crop Reviver Ball Toner are the key to feeling victorious this year. So everyone go to manscaped.com. Use the promo code DolphinsTalk. Save 20% and get free shipping. And that was a good read. So everyone go to Manscaped. What you got there, Ian?
I just wanted to mention that the gentleman that won the picture from Carlos is the same lieutenant that actually got me in touch with this. He's a gunnery sergeant. Yeah. So that's Lieutenant Carter. Yes.
Yes, be sure to email me once again, dolphinstalk1977@gmail.com, and we'll get that out to you ASAP. Also, I want to, since you brought that up, mention our military contest for all Miami Dolphins military members, whether you're in the military now or whether you have served in the past. It doesn't matter. Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, whatever. You can win a chance to go to Miami Dolphins home game this year on us. We will give you two tickets. We will give you a parking pass. We will give you some money to spend on food and all of that stuff. And there might even be, I can't announce it officially yet, some more surprises involved with this package.
Yes.
So anyone listening, if you know a Miami Dolphins fan who served in the military or is serving, any home game you want, you pick the home game. We will get you in the door. So, look, you got to pay for your flight and hotel if you're not from the area. I can't do that. But we'll get you two tickets, a parking pass, some money for food, and a little bit something extra that, trust me, you're going to like. So all military members, fans of Dolphins, all that information is on our website, dolphinstalk.com. It's on my Twitter feed, at DolphinsTalk. Check it out. All you got to do is literally email me. Tell me the game you want to go to and why you should win. And we've gotten a lot of feedback, Ian. And at the end of August, I will pick a winner from the group. It's going to be tough. I don't want to tell anybody no, but I can only pick one winner. And we'll announce it here live on the podcast.
That's awesome. And I did want to make sure I corrected not a lieutenant. He's a lieutenant colonel. So there's a big difference with that. So I apologize. Well,
thank you for your service, Mr. Carter.
And he was in the U.S. Marine Corps, too, which is pretty amazing.
That's pretty impressive. So thank you. And be sure to contact us. Now, we're going to wrap up the show here because there's been an injustice. And someone's done my good friend Ian Berger wrong. And those people are Twitter and Celine Dion, who I'm no fan of anymore. Not that I ever was before. So, Ian, first of all, for those of you who used to follow Ian on Twitter, he has a new page. You got to go to Ian693 underscore.
Underscore.
Got to add the underscore at the end. So make sure you go there and you put in the underscore and follow Ian there. There's been – well, I'll let you tell the story, Ian. By all means, go ahead.
Well, I I post a lot of entertaining material to my Twitter page. We have fun, exactly. And you know, a couple of times that I had played the "My Heart Will Go On" song from Celine Dion, and that music is copywritten, so I had received some like notices, and what happened was like I would get something that says, make sure to read our terms and conditions before you sign back onto your account. So I would do that. And I think I did that like two or three times. And then Sunday I wake up and I sign into Twitter and it says, your account has been suspended due to too many copyright infringements. So, you know, here's the bottom line. The bottom line is I did it, and I'm not going to say I didn't do it. I did it, but you know, I didn't do it with any ill intent. I didn't make any money for doing it, right? And I think the punishment doesn't necessarily meet the crime, if you know what I mean. So what I did was I created a new account, fortunately, and because I really love the interactions that I have through social media, specifically through Twitter. So many people have already started following me. I've been very thankful and very appreciative of everybody to reconnect with me. And I promise 100% that I will be following everyone back, but Twitter puts a limit at 400 per day. And I never thought I'd actually learn about that, but now I'm up. It's been 4 days and I've followed 1600 people so far.
Well, fans of Dolphins.
Yeah. And so it's probably going to take, you know, till the weekend, maybe even next week to get everybody followed back, but I will get there. And, I am in the process of fighting with Twitter, which I don't know if it's going to really get to anything because it is now stating it's a permanent suspension. So I'm going to continue to write them. I'm actually going to send them some snail mail to try and get them to overturn some of the stuff. And, you know, we'll see what happens. It was only 30 second clips too. It's very small.
It's an honest mistake. And I understand from their point of view, because these artists, you know, they want to profit off their song, which they should. I get it. But this is a 30 second clip on social media of, let's be honest, in the big picture of life. Even if, you know, you have a lot of followers. Yeah, in our little world, you have a lot of followers. But in the grand picture of life, there's people with millions of followers. Really,
people have come out and said, hey, there's a lot worse stuff find on Twitter that people don't get suspended for.
So you see some of this stuff. Yeah. But so I understand that aspect. But once again, it's a harmless mistake. You said you're sorry. You'll never do it again. What more do these people want? But Celine Dion, who I know, look, does she know about this? No, of course she doesn't know about this. But her company probably has a deal with them or saying, look, anybody who does anything with my music, you know, chop off their head. And I just want to say, I don't like Celine Dion. I never liked Celine Dion. I can't stand Celine Dion. If it wasn't for the movie Titanic, nobody would know about that song about Celine Dion. Celine, you can't name another song by Celine Dion. And she's a glorified karaoke singer in my book.
Be careful now, because she is the pride of Canada, and I have a lot of respect for our friends in Canada.
Well, absolutely, but I'm telling you right now, she's a one-hit wonder in my book. I don't know much about her, and I know, once again, is she truly behind this? No,
it's Sony Music. Sony Music's the one who's doing
music,
it.
Yes. Screw Sony, screw Celine, and Twitter. Do better here. Come on. You're hurting my friend, and I don't like that. Now you're getting me mad. But awesome. It is what it is.
It is what it is, exactly.
Well, hopefully we get this resolved here and Ian can get back his original account. But once again, if you want to follow Ian, you've got to go to Ian693 underscore. The pride of Canada. You know, we got to put this to a vote. Are we sure it's Celine? Wayne Gretzky might come to mind.
That's true, too.
Brett the Hitman Hart. I'm not a wrestling fan. Brett the Hitman Hart and a country behind him in 1997 almost started a riot at an event because he lost a match. There's a few people in Canada who might give her a run for her money.
This is I'm going to karaoke the songs in the background going forward because I'm not going to risk it anymore. And I can do it. Like Carlos is recommending karaoke. Yeah, let's do karaoke. I'll be there.
It does to sort of, you know, once again, guys, it's the first day of practice. And when the show's pretty much over. It goes to show you that, you know, social media, in it's like this, like I said, with YouTube about a year ago, we did some hype videos. We made some pretty cool videos. We had a guy make some videos for our site, and we use like AC/DC, Metallica. They're on YouTube for literally 3 seconds. They got an algorithm. They got something where they can, you know, sniff this stuff out, take it down, and send you warnings. After like the second video, I'm like, okay, this ain't gonna work. Once again, honest mistake. But you know, there's the rules around this, I guess, are strict, and hopefully we get this resolved. So, Ian, you're going to training camp on Saturday, correct?
Yes, sir. I am so excited for Saturday. We're gonna get a bunch. Here's the thing. It's the first time in 2 years we've had a training camp that we as fans can be out there. We can see what's going on the field. And yeah, it's not going to be pads. It's still going to be similar to the practice that we saw today. But I think also they're doing some sort of fan fest where they're going to, you know, where they're going to have, I don't know what it's going to be year.
First practice with fans is like a thank the fans something.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, like, but I know too, like with the whole COVID thing coming back, they might be taking some additional precautions. I haven't heard. Haven't seen what they're expecting to do, but I know it's sold out, and I think it holds 3,000 people in those new stands at the Baptist Health training facility. So I'm excited for it, man. I'm gonna be live tweeting with what I see and hopefully taking a lot of pictures with people. I look forward to seeing people that I've never met before, but I've spoken to through Twitter for the last many years. So I'm excited for it. Too. Football's here, man. That's it. Football's here.
He's so easy to find, and he's the big guy. Not big.
A little skinnier, but I'm the big guy. Yeah, man, a little skinnier.
I was going to mention that, too, with Fluker. If he needs to lose some weight, he should maybe talk to you about Noom or whatever you're using.
I'm 54 pounds, man, in almost 5 months. 54 pounds. Thank you.
I might have to try that, actually. So you might have to hook me up with the code or something. But, yeah, you look great. Maybe we could help out Fluker with some Noom and get him so he can pass the conditioning test.
Absolutely.
That was the thing that really did upset me today. So everyone, thank you for watching. If you're on YouTube, again, subscribe to the channel and smash that like button. I see our winner already sent me an email, so we'll get you that picture out here pretty soon. Be sure to follow Ian on Twitter. Once again, Ian693_. Follow myself at Dolphins Talk. Ian's 2-minute drill. I think that's
coming up right after the show. I have it ready to upload. Yep.
So you'll be you'll be able to see it Wednesday night or on Thursday. Go to Ian's YouTube channel at Big E Miami Dolphins. Big E Miami Dolphins. Still haven't pissed off the people at YouTube yet. We're good there. Also go to DolphinsTalk.com. We got a ton of new articles. We got podcasts with Tom Earnesty and Dante Colonelli. We got a podcast with myself and Dante Colonelli. We got a podcast with Stephen Amato. We got this podcast if you want to listen again. We got more podcasts up. We got written articles from Ryan Van Hoover. We got so much stuff. And I do want to make an announcement. If anybody wants to join our staff, because we are growing, you want to write for us, you want to blog for us, you have an idea for a podcast or an idea for like a YouTube show, reach out to me or reach out to Ian. He'll put you in touch with me. We are always looking to expand. And I think we just found a new writer is going to be joining us.
Nice.
So if you want to do anything, once again, email me at dolphinstalk1977@gmail.com or send me a message on Twitter or send it to Ian. He'll put you in touch with me. We are looking for new people who want to be with us. And, you know, Ian, it's going to be August next week. We are so close.
We're here, man. It's here. Season. It's all busy from now on. There's no slow days anymore.
Last night when that news broke, it was like I was in front of the computer for like 5 hours straight because I had to update the news story, the website, shoot the podcast, upload the podcast. I was like, okay, the season's here because now my life is back to doing this nonstop. So, and you know, once again, before we know it, I'm going to be flying down there and we're going to be having a nice meal one of these weeks here in the next few months. That's going to be a fun thing to look forward to as well.
Excellent. Well, I'm excited, man. This is a good time. And I still think even with what's going on right now with Xavier Howard, I still think this is going to be a great season for the Dolphins.
We'll see what happens.
I'm looking forward to it.
Once again, he might play this whole season. They might not trade him, and he might have to show up and play. That's possible. I do think, though, it's more likely they trade him. And once again, we've heard the rumors, Cowboys, Saints, Eagles, Browns, Chiefs. We'll see.
We'll see.
Yes, once there's a trade, we'll comment on it. Until then, we'll see. So, everyone, have a great Wednesday night. Have a great Thursday. and we'll talk to you again after a while.
Fins up, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.